This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is, well, preserving your liberty. Yes, that's what we do here on this radio show. One person at a time, we preserve your liberty. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. By the way, we're watching with bated breath what's going on in Kentucky. It certainly has turned out to be like the Kentucky Derby, nose to nose. We do not know who the winner is yet. It is that close between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Rodham Clinton. We do know that, of course, Oregon went to Bernie Sanders. My prediction is California will go Bernie Sanders. It's tightening up that much. I think by the time June 7th rolls around here, we're going to see a whole new ball game. Well, here to help us really understand what's truly going on is the guy who broke the story nationally about what happened in Nevada, a story that was a sleeper. No one was picking it up, but our very own Chris Street picked it up. And Chris, you put it out there on Breitbart, and it has exploded all over the place. This is what happens when you have a runaway, well, presidential primary on the Democratic side now at this point, isn't it?
Well, I'm the darling of the left right now, Paul.
Yeah, I bet you are.
The left's number one investigative journalist. You know, this did pretty good article on Breitbart. It's on fire in the left's ethosphere because I'm just a numbers guy. I document things out and I knew by the nature of what I saw, there had to be more than simply, you know, unhappy people. And when you took a look at this, I mean, they just flat out stole it. And that's what my that was the title of my article, "A Democrat Establishment Steals Nevada Caucus Win from Bernie Sanders."
Well, you know, I was just listening actually at the top of the hour because, you know, we command center here, we've got all kinds of media coming in, and I was listening to Harry Reid. Harry Reid kind of semi-explained what happened there, and he was in a very comfortable position. It was pretty obvious. He was, I think, in my opinion, trying to get Bernie to step out of the race to kind of calm things down. But yes. I have a feeling that's not going to happen for Bernie. If I was Bernie, I wouldn't back out. Would you?
No. I think obviously this will come to the fore. So let's get into the details. Once again, I'm a numbers guy.
Okay.
Now, the first round, there's a three-tier process set up in the Nevada primary and convention to make sure that there's no way, you know, an outsider could win. So they sort of made the most difficult, cake recipe possible and thought they'd be able to, make sure that outsiders weren't there. And so the first round of what we call the precinct stage for this primary took place, I believe, in February 20th, and Clinton got 6,316 people showed up, and Sanders got 5,678. So Clinton won at 52.6% to 47.3%. And that was just fine. And then they went to the second, or what's called county convention stage. It was held on April 2nd, and it was won by Sanders. He got 2,124 delegates, or 55% of the delegates, and Clinton only got 1,722. And the reason she got so much less is her people didn't show up.
Well, show up and vote.
So fair and square, under the rules, and they're always talking, the establishment about the rules. Under the rules, Bernie, had 55% of the vote here. He was probably going to get, of the 35 state votes of the Democratic Convention, he was probably going to get something like 22-24. So anyway, they go to the third round, but the Clintons have a little history of shall we say, sanding away the rules. Have you ever heard about that, Paul?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 A little history, Chris?
Truth-telling to the Clintons, that's really sort of like a teeter-totter. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't, depending on what your needs are. But the most interesting part of the, effort here was that there was a state committee, and of course, the state committee decided that they normally run as the state committee for another term. The state committee for the Democratic Party decided to give themselves a second term. They voted to give themselves a second term.
Nice.
So right through the convention, right through the, I believe the next 2 years, the state committeemen, basically avoided an election. And by avoiding election, they were then able to decertify 64 of Sanders' delegates. So when you went to the convention, Clinton had this is the statewide convention, the third level of the caucus effort. Clinton had 1,693 representatives, and Sanders had 1,662. So Clinton all of a sudden went from a big deficit to a, probably around, 302 people, to a positive margin of 31. Now, 64 Sanders people were, out in the hallway screaming, trying to get into this convention. And at 9:30 in the morning, with people still arguing about this, Roberta Lang, the chairman of the convention, came out, and she had held a voice vote on changing the rules, essentially wiping out the second tier of the caucus that, of course, Sanders had won. So
How blatantly obvious could you get?
She asked for those in favor, and you heard some, you know, screaming by Hillary people. And then you asked for those opposed, and it went crazy for Sanders people. Obviously, even some of the people on Hillary's side, you know, thought this was just wrong.
Right.
This was just going to be wrong. And Robert Lang looks around and goes, passed.
Of course.
And from that point on, it only got worse. You know, she then, someone asked to have a revote, and she ruled them out of order.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's always good when you're just starting to hear the Democratic process.
At the end of the day here, you know, Clinton wins the Nevada primary in classic theft. You know, the only thing you don't have here is, you know, the mask over her eyes.
It's just blatant Clintonism. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, for those of you that are youngers, and, of course, this is what's so distressing to the millennials in the Sanders camp, the young kids. They've never seen this before.
Oh, and let me add another thing for this, Paul. Guess what day they decide to have the convention?
What?
Graduation day for UNLV.
Oh, no.
And graduation day for Southern Nevada University.
So they weren't even there.
That's right. They were going to graduation. So, you know, not only did they rig the vote, they rigged the day so that it would have the least number of people from the Sanders.
Of course.
This just isn't going to end here. There's already been a lawsuit, and the judge in Nevada said,
hang on, Chris. We got the music coming up when we come back from. Let's start about this isn't going to end here. It never ends here with the Clintons, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Clinton hustle going on. Anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and remember, food for liberty/ Preston Prepper. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom non-GMO reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty/ Preston Preppers and get a hold of, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
What you might get what you're after. Cool.
and we're burning down the house. Bernie Sanders is burning down the house. He certainly has burned down Oregon, and we don't know what's happening in Kentucky. And it looks like the Bernie Sanders people were burning down Nevada last Saturday night. We're getting all the ins and outs here with Chris Street, who has written a fabulous article. It's appearing on Breit. Where is it on Breitbart right now, this article that you wrote? This is the one, ladies and gentlemen, that led the way for the whole national.
Breitbart, California.
This is the one that led, that opened it up for the discussion. Chris is the lead on this whole story out there. It's just erupted out there. It's all over the news.
Hey, I'm a socialist,
You're a bad man, Chris. You're a bad, bad man. That's all we could say.
I'm a bad man.
These numbers just sort of get people, don't they, in the end? I mean, you just kind of run away from them.
I mean, and remember, Nevada's got some good fellas and things like that. You know, I mean, it's always been Harry Reid corrupt. I mean, it's just, this is over the top. I mean, when the corrupt people corrupt themselves, that's
exactly the way when I listened to Harry Reid speak, he was out corrupted. He was out corrupted in his own state is what happened. I was listening, I was kind of cracking up going, Harry, buddy, well, how's that black guy doing for you? Got another one on the other side, basically. You were out corrupted. Okay, so let's get back into the discussion about where we're going here now with Hillary and the corruption from the springboard from Nevada.
Only thing I can say here is that there was a lawsuit and the judge ruled that, you know, the inter-party squabbles have to be solved by parties. You know, but even the, when you take a look at the rules, there just aren't any rules. And when it comes to the Democrats, I mean, if they can't win it, they steal it. You know, it's the old thing about Marx is it's not who, you know, gets the most votes, it's who counts the votes,
right.
I think that's what Stalin said. And that's exactly what happened here. And you really need to get my article and... And there's, you can see the videos, but these are really arrogant, corrupt people. And there's thousands of people in the room and they don't care. You know, and I think that's what the issue is here with Hillary Clinton. The level of entitlement that they get to go back to the way Bubba helped them steal it all. I mean, that's all going to come back. I mean, you may not have liked Barack Obama. I mean, his policies were – he's obviously been the worst president in the history of the country, been at war the longest of any president, you know, had the worst inequality. But Hillary and Bill, they're just going to steal it all. So it's not a matter of, you know, sharing what they're stealing. You know, it's one for me, one for you, one for me, one –
Well,
for
you know,
me,
the other frightening prospect of all this, and the discussion is just now coming forward. Of course, this is something that we've been kind of battering around. You get a twofer when you get Hillary Rodham Clinton elected because you get the ex-president and you get her. Now, one of the things that has popped up here recently in the discussion is because she's made this comment, I'm going to rely upon Bill to help me with the economy. No, what is that? Did we elect Bill to help her with the economy? I mean, you see what I'm saying? So this is the prospect
that's
out there.
It's the hard stuff. Elect me, but I'm not good enough to do the hard stuff. You know, it's sort of a rejection of women. You need to elect a symbolic person, but I'm going to have the hard stuff done by Bill.
Yeah.
Does anybody doubt that the economy is the most important thing to every voter?
It is. It is. It is absolutely the most important thing. And, you know, the thing that really surprises me is her coming out. She was saying before Bill was just going to be retired, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I guess yesterday, day before, in the afternoon, she says, oh, well, I got, you know, one of the best economists to help me, and that's my husband. Huh? What? I mean, and, you know, it's all in for them. You're absolutely right. And I want this stuff to be shown to all the youngers out there to see that this level of corruption should not exist even with the Democrats, but it's certainly with the Republicans. It's been there. And of course, we're seeing this whole dance play out now with Donald Trump. But this whole thing that's shaping up for Bernie Sanders, I think he's going to dominate California. I don't think he's just going to win. I think he's going to win big. I think, and especially with the Hispanics, Chris, I believe, and what I'm hearing from my Hispanic relatives and friends, they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. They're going for the burn, or they're going for Trump.
That's right. Well, let me just help you a little bit on Kentucky.
All right. Okay. Let's jump there.
Once again, I'm the numbers guy. And Hillary seems to have won this, or at least has tentatively won this, by about 1,900 votes, if you believe the count. Remember, the establishment is doing the count.
Right.
But most importantly, right. Well, you need a good Austrian to take care of America, right?
That's right.
but another issue that I think is most important is clearly Clinton, you know, used this extraordinary, crazy sounding deal to win the Kentucky Kentucky primary. Now, my belief is that Clinton remains very, very popular. When I say Bill Clinton remains very popular,
right,
with white working people in the South, and Hill remains very unpopular with white working people in the South. And by basically saying you get a twoffer,
that's
and,
where that happened,
emphasizing
right.
these issues and talking about the riot and terrible stuff in Nevada, I think that was probably enough to swing 5,000 to 10,000 votes. So
right.
she would have lost this, but for her strategy. So don't count the Clintons out for, you know, knowing how to do the big surprise.
Great.
And in California,
comment.
You can already see it. Amazingly, the Sacramento Bee is the lead article on Drudge, saying that Sanders is going to have to stop this violence. Amazing.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, and that was kind of the essence of what was being said by Harry Reid, and he wasn't doing it very well. You know, Harry, when corruption befalls him and he has to discuss corruption in his own backyard, he wasn't doing a very good job of explaining it. It was pretty funny. But, you know, you make a good point. Here comes now the Sacramento Bee, a spearhead for the Clintons, in the face of Bernie Sanders. Now, what's happening in Southern California media down there with Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton? What are you seeing?
Well, I mean, you know, media, remember, it's a, you know, for most of the mainstream media, it's a going out of business sale.
Right.
So anything they can get to have an action like Bernie Sanders, you know, that really pumps it up.
So do you think
I think the media, down here so far, you know, just can't figure out what's going on. Remember the mime of the National Democratic Committee, the mime of the Clinton organization was that Bernie Sanders, you know, were a bunch of thugs, and this is a good example in Nevada. I think my article is starting to change minds.
Well, sure. Yeah, and you can see it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be reposting his article up on Agenda 21 Radio, and also it's on Drudge right now in the California section. And what really points things out to people is the level of corruption, Chris, that I think is detailed in this article has never really been seen and understood, and you're bringing that understanding forward. That's the thing that's kind of opened it up, because I know I'm hearing the talking points now from your article on Fox and on CNN. They're kind of fit to be tied, so to speak, anyway. But they're certainly feeling the burn in the Democratic Party. And you know what? They're burning down the house. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, food for liberty /Preston Preppers.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That is savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about his article that he wrote in Breitbart that sort of burns down the house, if you will, the music that we had on the bumpers in the last segment. And here it is, right? Like you said, on Drudge, it says, burn it all down, Sanders, on the Drudge Report. And looks like he's trying to do that, Chris. He's trying to burn it all down. I would stay definitely in the race, this whole talk about him getting out right now. Hey, the fun's just beginning, I think, for Sanders.
Well, I think for Sanders, you know, he owns the moral high ground.
Right.
You know, the Democrats, as I've said before, have always played this game, the social justice warrior, where no matter how outlandish your social justice warrior issues are, they would embrace it and sort of try to do anything possible to get conservatives, you know, focused on something like transgender bathrooms or, you know, something like abortion or something like these other issues, in an effort to make sure that they stay out of the money, because the real issues is the money, and that's what the Democrats want to control. And they are the party of big money, and I'm talking about Wall Street money. You know, the Goldman Sachs has always been Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's largest contributor.
Just think, Heidi Cruz used to work for them, or still does. Kind of interesting. So this whole thing, I'm perusing the front page here of Drudge. It says, Dems fear revolt could upend Philly convention. Tensions erupt. Sanders vows to fight until the last ballot is cast. And of course, they give the delegate count and the rundown there. He's creeping closer, but certainly he's way out of the mix if you count the superdelegates going into that convention. But he's going to come marching in there with the moral high ground.
Well, that's right. If you're a superdelegate, do you really want to go home and deal with your neighborhood? You know, you've got kids that know these stories. I mean, you're going to be a pariah. If you vote for Hillary, you probably get stuff. If you vote against Bernie, you become a pariah.
Right. That just doesn't that's just not going to sell. That's why I say, you know, I think you got to watch out for violence actually at the Philly convention for the Democrats this year. I think that's a big problem.
I said from the start that you know, Republicans are always a mess because it's herding cats. You know, they're independent people. You know, they're self-motivated. They're such. You know, Democrats, this is a business. Government is a business. It's over a third of all of the economy. It's, you know, closer to 40%. It's huge, all the huge, huge contracts, you know, that massive multinational companies are interested come from the federal government and the state governments. And this money machine, you know, is a very big entitlement for big corporate interest. Now you've got somebody who not only wants, is interested about the social justice warrior, but wants to tear down the, you know, the special entitlements for Wall Street that the Democrats have always bestowed. I mean, if you look at Dodd-Frank, what happened? None of the big banks went away. They all doubled. What went away is of the 10,000 community banks, there are now 4,500. So Dodd-Frank was a great vehicle to eliminate competition. And that's what the future is for the Democrat Party.
Sure.
Unless some guy like Bernie Sanders comes along and actually gets involved in that money.
Well, one of the things I wanted to bring up, and because we kind of bantered this back and forth before we went on air, is that what we're seeing here, and I want to get the people to focus in on this response that Chris is going to give you, but what we're seeing here in Nevada is really the tip of the iceberg for a dictatorship, don't you think?
Isn't this an example of a dictatorship?
Yeah, well,
I count, you lose.
Right, and I think that this is, you know, and again, you know, we could go back to the 1800s, or we can go back to, you know, back in the day with Roosevelt and so on, and we can talk about their conventions and so on, and everybody said it was a dictatorship there, but the time and era right now is so different, especially with the globalists and the multinationalists who want to destroy the sovereignty of this country. But now when you have somebody like the Clintons, who are clearly globalist, internationalist, dictator types, and a twofer at that, this really bodes badly, I think, or it magnifies the sense that of the dictatorship and how the mechanics behind the dictatorship will operate going forward into the convention and then ultimately into the election.
Well, that's right. Wasn't there a song, Double Your Pleasure, Double Your Fun, or something like that?
That's a chewing gum thing.
Chewing gum, yeah, but I mean, that's kind of what this is, isn't it? You know, you get something between your cheek and gum here, and you know, this is the bone that the Democrats have been able to play. They've been able to play the social justice warrior on the left, you know, and completely dominate the money from Wall Street and big corporations. So, you know, when you talk about Republicans, you know, they're these silly people that are worried about what that Main Street. Does anybody in Washington, D.C. care about Main Street or even know where it exists? To them, it's they know exactly where the center of power is. Their capitals are very, very clearly Beijing, you know, New York City, you know, London, you know, maybe
Brussels.
Dubai. So these are people whose masters have real money and are very, very kind to give that money as long as they get what they want. The Clintons are the most amazing group of people when you take a look at their foundation. I think 3% of the money actually went into good works.
Yeah.
97% was spent on other issues.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's an amazing number considering the millions and millions of dollars that have been flooded in there over the years. And, you know, this is what they're finding. And, you know, auditor, there's a number of different resources out there. And I used to use them back in the day when I was doing a lot of stuff with nonprofits that rate these foundations. And I was listening on Sirius Radio the other day. They had a commentator on there talking about they did just that. They went through this rating system. And they said that the Clinton Foundation, they would not recommend at all, not even close, because there's so much what looks to be a corruption that's going on there.
That's
just on the surface
exactly
of all.
Right. It's a galaxy far, far away, because what is there to audit about the works? Normally they audit actually the effectiveness of the works. It's not really the overhead of the organization. It's the effectiveness of the works. And some of them go to, you know, political scum and aren't very effective, and some go to better NGOs that are effective. I mean, in the Clintons, it's really not a matter of worrying about, you know, whether they got the right NGOs to do the social work or the wrong NGOs, because they didn't do any.
They didn't do any work, right. Well, they did work for themselves, but...
Right. I mean, there was a lot of... It's all first-class travel, communications, you know, marketing, advertising. It's just a big, you know, balloon for their ego.
Well, one of the things I want to pivot now to another story, and that's the story about Zuckerberg inviting, quote, all the conservatives in to talk about the algorithms there at Facebook. And we've got about a minute left in this segment. We've already come to the break, but let's get this started. What are your thoughts about all these, quote, conservatives, including Glenn Beck, who we got to see in action at CPAC firsthand in February? Glenn Beck, Dana Perino, James Bennett, and all these other people?
But conveniently, these are the anti-Trump conservatives.
Except for James Bennett. He's
a
Trumper.
James Bennett's
but
fair.
You're Perino's right. Yeah, you're, but too, the other but, ones, pardon me?
But, I mean, Glenn Beck says God, you know, is going to smite the world if
that's
he nominated
right.
Trump.
And the anointed one was Ted Cruz.
I mean, Zuckerberg is very, very clear. He buys the best government he can. And, you know, this is biased because he gets what he wants from government.
Well,
why would he in any way, shape, or form risk what he has by letting an outsider like Trump, who's going to be, you know, making waves about multinational corporations, and you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is written for Facebook. It's a home run for Facebook and its media empire.
Well, see, this is what people don't understand about, well, I guess you could figure it out that, you know, Facebook is just a multi-billion dollar business now. I'm not too sure how they're making all their money, but they're obviously making a lot of money, billions of dollars worth. And here you have this little guy. How old is Zuckerberg? 20, 21 years old? No, he's 27 or 28. Is that how old he is?
28 or 29 now.
Oh, okay. Well, he's aged up. I'm
no,
sorry.
He's got to be. Maybe he's...
Might be 30.
Maybe he's in his 30s, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so we're dating ourselves here, of course. But, you know, here's this little guy with all this power and all this money, and he doesn't seem to be able to keep it straight with conservatives. Let's talk when we come back from the break. We're coming up to the music right now. I want to talk a little bit about the algorithm so people understand how this all works, about how he can clearly take out the conservatives talking on Facebook. And by the way, if you've been a victim as a conservative of Facebook and put in Facebook jail, maybe there's help for you. Maybe they're going to let us all out. Stay with us.
Your code word at HeavensHarvest.com is agenda.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest
Best Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers. You never know when you're going to need survival preparation materials. Water, warmth, shelter, food. Pretty important things when there's disaster strikes or some impending national crisis. Anyway, with us is Chris Street, and we're talking about kind of shifted gears. Hopefully you can get the replay of the program and you can listen to what happened at that convention. Chris broke the story of what was going on in the Nevada convention and the overt absolute corruption that existed. It was amazing. But right now we're talking about what's going on at Facebook, because you know Zuckerberg has figured out he might be losing a large chunk of participants in Facebook called the conservatives, which have becoming, really quite a force du jour. Chris, this whole notion, though, of how they eliminate people and eliminate the discussion based upon algorithms, how does that really truly work within the system? Or is it truly a corrupt system that they're overseeing and making corrupt?
Well, that's, it's the conversation. That you buy is the conversation that you get. One of the advantages of Facebook is that it's sort of the competitor now to Google as far as search and as far as news. And fake book is what I call it.
Fake book. Fake, there you go.
Fake book is already losing market share among young people. Snapchat is where young people are going to. But fake book is losing market share among young people, but it's sort of still trending well among the people who are 35 and older. So that 35 to 55,
the conservatives,
that prime advertising group,
right?
That Madison Avenue wants to get to, this by controlling the stories and controlling what comes to people's Facebook page, means that companies can embed. And that's the term now. It's not advertising. It's embedding. It's embedding in the conversation,
right?
Products, brands, new ideas and such like that. And it's unbedding those issues that don't pay. So clearly Barack Obama and his organization paid big time in the 2008 election to embed themselves. Now, it wasn't very expensive then because, you know, Facebook wasn't that big then. Other social media wasn't that big then as far as advertisers. Now it's absolutely huge. Facebook is actually losing market share, but the advertisers are bigger than they've ever been because they now know how to use it.
So, well, the other thing, too, is they're appealing to an older demographic, which leans conservative.
Well, they're trying to fake that, too. You know, they have, Twitter booted a lot of conservatives off. And I'm trying to think what the other one is up there in San Francisco. But anyway, there's another service. A bunch of them just decided that, you know, somehow conservatives were violent and angry and used bad words. You should see what goes on in the
life. Yeah, you want to go check that one out. Go look at the trollers on the Weed Patrol.
It depends on who's the daddy. But for Facebook, they do have one or two people who clearly, you know, are saying that they are conservative in nature. Peter Thiel is the most famous venture capitalist in Northern California. He's the fellow that started Palantir, which does all the work for the NSA, and he's also a board member of Facebook. He turns out to be a convention delegate, potential convention delegate for Trump in the primary here coming up. I think Facebook realized they were getting caught. They had some ex-employees that left and were basically outing how Facebook was using its quote-unquote algorithm. But, you know, that means like really complicated math. Here's the complicated math. I'm the guy who operates the event. I use a plus if I want to have articles that my management wants in, and I use a minus if I want articles that go out. That's a pretty easy algorithm, right?
I think a chimpanzee can do that.
That's exactly right. So this isn't about big math. This is about big attitude.
Well, it's also about – right. And it also points right to Facebook. I guess I'm using the right term, aren't I? Facebook. It points right to Facebook and Zuckerberg, and that's why he's trying to recapture say, wait a minute. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. Let's bring in the so-called conservatives. Glenn Beck is not my kind of conservative. I got to tell you, would not represent me in any way, shape, or form as a conservative. I'm sorry. Or Dana Perino? Hello? This is the
Dana's,
level.
Dana's sort of mainline. You know,
sort of.
If you've ever had a chance to look in Glenn Beck's eyes up close.
Oh, man.
Those things are doing figure.
It's
great.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating, am I, Chris? We saw that at CPAC. I mean, listen, I am an expert in eye recognition for symptomologies, and I'm telling you, I was watching those eyeballs spin around. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. There's something wrong with that picture. That's why he doesn't represent me. I'm just telling it like it is. Anyway, so I think that this is a – is it going to be a big problem for Facebook going forward? Because now you've got Snapchat that's really appealing to a lot of other people. I've been hearing a lot about Snapchat and getting a whole bunch of things. A lot of people want me to go to that one.
Are you familiar with the term PAW?
No.
Parents are watching.
Parents are watching. Okay.
So Snapchat, you send a message to somebody and it implodes once it's been there for a certain amount of time. So once you open it afterwards, it's sort of like the Mission Impossible. It
goes away.
You know, this message will self-destruct. And it self-destructs because, of course, you know, kids are involved in things they probably really don't want to see. They don't want their kids to see, you know, 20 years from now.
Right. But somewhere there's a record. You could bank on that.
Always.
Yep.
Well, but hopefully in Snapchat there's less of a record. And these kids believe that, and they've seen how the game is played.
Yeah. They understand that. They don't want that record going forward. Anyway, we got the music coming up. When we come back, a short outro to the show because, geez, time flies when you're having fun here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com.
code word at heavensharvest.com is agenda.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. Heavens
Harvest.com. Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.com. Heavens Harvest Seeds. You know, what happens in a prolonged situation where you're 3-4 months without supplies? You want to grow your own Heavens Harvest Seeds. And the code word there is Agenda. And also, foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers. Always be prepared. So, Chris, this whole thing that's blowing up, I think really in the face of the Clintons, it's going to get more exposure as this was a Clinton-focused event. And I don't think it's going to bode well for Hillary. Again.
You know,
about 30 seconds.
Be careful what you say, because remember, this strategy of sort of turning, you know, somehow Sanders into a violent sort of fellow.
Yeah.
And bringing Bubba in did probably win her the Kentucky primary. I mean, she would have lost 12 in a row.
Right. They have to break that cycle.
I mean, so I don't see where this is going other than, you know, like Chicago. Remember the Chicago National Convention?
Absolutely.
In the 60s? So violence, probably. I mean, why not? I mean, if you can...
Why not?
People get angry when you steal.
We're not promoting violence, ladies. We're predicting that the probability is very, very high that violence will occur.
I don't think I'll be there, Paul.
No. We're not going to be... I don't want to... Well, you know, I shouldn't say that because Scott Adams, I know from Red State Talk Radio, who lives in Philly right there, and Leonora Cravota, who's also there, are listening right now. They're thinking, why not? We live in Philly. You should be joining us. Anyway, thanks, Chris, for being on the radio show with us. We got to run for time. And you can hear this again on Agenda 21 Radio podcast in about the next couple hours. So stay with us. We're more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and Heaven's Harvest Seeds and, well, Food for Liberty/Preston Preppers. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.